Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Young People and Youth Advocacy Coalition Presents Summer Job Market Stats. But of course, we will be talking about other hot topics and sports news. What made me make a decision to focus on summer job market stats? You guys probably been seeing the recent stories. I think it was a Nightline story just the end of last week where I had seen a story regarding the high number of high school and college graduates that are not employed. And I thought that would be an interesting topic. And also, congratulations to those of you that have graduated this weekend. Also, I know Jackson State and other local universities here in the state of Mississippi and Jackson, Mississippi, had graduations held on yesterday for students and online students also. Also, congratulations on those of you that have graduated and that are planning to graduate during this graduation season and celebrate class day. I always love class day and graduations and, you know, good attending events and senior trips. I know in high school I graduated half a semester early. Could have graduated a whole year early, but I wanted to participate in my senior class events and attend school. So I the two classes that I had were world government and economics, it's favorite subjects of mine. And but I know our senior trip was to Orlando, and I just loved it. I had to go to the prom, had to go to class day. Senior trip was to Orlando. I've been to Orlando twice on senior trip. And then the last time I went to Disney World was like in the mid-90s. And now with Avon, we're having a big meeting in August at Disney World. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to that. I had an awesome call tonight listening to the Bledsoes, who are based in San Antonio. Awesome couple, always hosting awesome conference calls on Sunday nights with awesome guests also. So it's great to, you know, it's just great to know what's going on and how you can create your own job, also being an entrepreneur, you know, with your own talent or direct selling or, you know, or doing both, having a successful job at the same time or working for yourself as an entrepreneur. But we'll talk more about that, the job market stats. But congratulations to the winners today. My mom's team won, of course, San Antonio. Speaking of San Antonio, San Antonio happens to be one of my favorite teams. As you guys know, I love my Saints, Cowboys, Mavericks, and Pelicans. But, of course, you know, those Spurs ain't nothing to mess with. And they did their thing, so congratulations to the Spurs. Congratulations to the Brooklyn Nets, Paul Pierce, Coach Jason Kidd. So we're down to 18. So this should be good. This should be good. Will it be a repeat? Will it be a repeat between the Spurs and Miami Heat? Or will the Clippers do their thing? Now, you guys know, if you know me or you've been listening to the show these past 2011, I have been watching those Clippers anyhow. So, Clippers is a team that I do love. Some of my favorite players play for the Clippers. And, you know, we just had wow, wouldn't that be something if they go all the way? But this has been a very exciting time for sports lovers and those that only watch NBA during the playoffs and NBA lovers and so on. So just amazing. But again, thank you for tuning in to Culture Shock Entertainment Report's Young People and Youth Advocates Coalition presents Summer Job Market Stats. So thank you. And I'm back to broadcasting longer shows with more music. On my computer, my netbook, that is where I have a lot of music and a lot of PSAs. So my screen is upside down. Sometimes it turns left, sometimes it turns right. Right now I'm broadcasting from my iPad Mini, and I'm at my iPhone. And a big shout out to T-Mobile. Love you, T-Mobile. Talked to a T-Mobile agent on yesterday, and he's helped me numerous other times too. Isn't that weird when you talk to like the same person that helps you? But he's helped me before with certain things. I needed a new password, and he helped me out and things like that. But I love T-Mobile. I love going in the store, communicating online, talking on the phone with the numerous agents. Been a long time loyal customers of T-Mobile since 2007. So, of course, I have to plug and shout out my fave businesses and people and so on. So, but I just want to thank you guys for tuning in, and it's so awesome. I definitely didn't want to be late. I was like 2 minutes late tuning in. I was just, had that awesome call, and I've been working hard today. It's Sunday. Praise the Lord. It's still Sunday. But I have been still doing it. Still in spring cleaning mode. We're always in cleaning mode, right? So I have been doing work indoors and outdoors, and excited about attending a small business expo in Dallas next week, in about a week and a half. Because it's been like a year and a half since I've been to Dallas, and you guys know that. And looking forward to finally getting down to New Orleans too soon. The Essence Festival, you know, is 4th of July weekend with Prince performing on it Friday night. Jackson was filled with a lot of activities to do this past weekend, from various, you know, carol events, you know, Carol Michelle that I'm a volunteer for, to R. Kelly was in town performing at the stadium. We celebrated Cinco de Mayo. Mississippi Festival was downtown. It was so many events going on. Man, you guys should visit visitjackson.com. There was a free acting class. Mississippi Film Office sent me an email letting me know about a free acting class. There was a new stage where I studied under Francine Thomas Reynolds' direction, who is the director there now. There was a free class at a new stage yesterday. So there's some castings going on, too, that I'll let you guys know about. Not during this broadcast, but I'm likely during tomorrow's broadcast, and information that Mississippi STEM Commission offers. I had relayed to me. So let's get to talking. I'll play the rest of Prince and Third Eye Girl. They've been announcing their UK tour date before 4th of July weekend. So I my purple peeps in the UK are super excited, especially Party Man Perry Gorton, who I have been loving networking with ever since I started Facebooking back in 07, 08. So he's super excited. He never missed a Prince concert. So this will be my first Prince concert when the Essence Festival approaches us on 4th of July weekend. But thank you guys. Thank you those who invited me to various watch parties today, my friends in Dallas and other cities. Thank you for your invite. One day I'll surprise you. But let me continue playing the rest of this song by Third Eye Girl, and then we'll move on and talk more about the subject matter. Thank you for listening, supporting Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Prince and Third Eye Girl. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Now I'm going to, since I don't have all the movies in my memory, I watched Brooklyn and the Raptors game, and of course I watched the Mavericks and the Spurs. And the, most everybody have this. Okay, here we go. National Basketball Association, the Eastern Conference standings, Southeast, the Heat. Well, we already know the Heat. Well, the Heat. Well, I'm gonna listen to this. I think I'm gonna share a story instead. The most recent story. I want to zoom in and just talk about what they're saying right now in the media. NBA playoff picture. 14 right now. Sanders matchup as of Sunday night. Updated. See, this is what we're talking about. The NBA playoff picture is clearer after the completion of 5 games. 7th on Sunday evening. The Spurs routed the Mavericks after the next edge to Raptors. The number one seed in the Western Conference, the Spurs, would now face the number 5 seed, the Trailblazers, in the second round. The Nets, now the lowest seed in the playoffs at number 6, have a great matchup with the number 2 Heat in the second round. Both series will start on Tuesday. So Tuesday is the big day. On Saturday, the Thunder held on to defeat the Grizzlies. The Pacers held on to beat the Hawks. And the Clippers held on to beat the Warriors to avoid upsets. The Heat and the Wizards had already moved into the second round after beating the Charlotte Bobcats and Chicago Bulls, respectively. The number 5 Wizards will play the number 1 Pacers starting on Monday night at 7 p.m. Standard Time. The number 2 Thunder will face, and that's going to be a good one. The number 2 Thunder will face the number 3 Clippers in the second round. The first game is at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Monday. Then the recap, the Nets, the Raptors game from the Associated Press, slowed by foul trouble and struggling with his shot. Paul Pierce still found a way to come up big for the Brooklyn Nets. And it was right when they needed him most. Pierce blocked Kyle Lowry's shot from the lane on the final play of the game, and the Nets held off the Toronto Raptors 104-103 in Game 7 on Sunday to advance to the second round of the playoffs. I just happened to be in the right place at the right time, Pierce said, and I saw him split the defenders. I saw him go up. I went up with him. I got my hand on the ball. Game over. The Nets begin the conference semifinals at Miami on Tuesday night, facing the two-time defending NBA champion Heat. Pierce had more fouls, three, then points, none in the second half, but his only block of the game punctuated a hard-fought series win for the Nets. Leading by one, Brooklyn used its final timeout after failing to inbound the ball. On the second opportunity, Sean Livingston tried a lob pass to Pierce, but Terrence Ross got a hand on the ball and then knocked it off Pierce and out of bounds for a turnover. I rushed a little bit, Livingston said. I'm thinking Paul is going to hold him off. He kind of slipped there. Once he slipped, it was jump ball, and Terrence Ross is probably the last guy you want to throw a jump ball to. Toronto used a timeout and gave the ball to Lowry, whose driving shot was blocked by Pierce as time expired. Lowry lay prone in the key as the Knicks surged onto the court in celebration. I really didn't have a great offensive game, Pierce said. I was in foul trouble for most of the night. Sometimes you got to find ways to help your ball club win. Nets coach Jason Kidd a little, but didn't break, thanks mostly to Pierce's clutch play. That Jason Kidd is just awesome. And then it shows a picture of Brooklyn Nets, Deron Williams, he's a Dallas native, and Kevin Garnett, who has connections to Mississippi, celebrate after defeating the Toronto Raptors in Game 7 of the opening round NBA basketball playoff series in Toronto. And they show more pictures. Paul said it best, that's why he's here, to make plays, Ken said. He didn't have a great game, but it only takes one play to help a team win, and that's what he did tonight. Brooklyn went 4-0
against Miami in the regular season, but that didn't mean much to Brooklyn's Kevin Garnett. That goes out the window, he said. This is the postseason. They're playing very well. They went right through Charlotte with IDB, and they have a lot of confidence. Joe Johnson scored 13 of his 26 points in the fourth quarter to lead to the net. Marcus Thornton scored 17. Garnett had 12 points and 11 rebounds for his first double-double of the series, and Deron Williams added 13 points. Joe has kept us alive this whole series, Garnett said. Armand Johnson fouled out 20 points and 10 rebounds for Toronto, which trailed by 10 just over 6 minutes remaining before storming back and having the chance to win it at the buzzer. Exactly, I was watching that. They pushed us into the brink, as he said. Lowry finished with 28 points and DeMar DeRozan 18 for the Raptors, who fell to 0-2 in franchise history when playing in Game 7. Toronto lost Game 7 of the conference semifinals to Philadelphia in 2001. But right there, said a rueful Raptors coach, Dwayne Casey. The Raptors, who won the Atlanta division and set a franchise record with 48 wins, have not won a playoff series since 2001, losing all three appearances. Brooklyn led 81-73 to begin the fourth quarter, but Toronto outcut the deficit to 5 at 90-85 on the layup by Lowry with 7:21 minutes left. Joe Johnson hit a driving hook shot on the next possession, then followed with a three, pinning the Nets up 95-85 with 6:18 remaining. Patrick Patterson, who missed the key free throws in late in Toronto's Game 3 loss, hit a pair from the line with 56 seconds left, bringing the Raptors to within 4 at 101-97. Patterson finished with 16 points. After a missed shot by Pierce, Lowry was fouled and made both free throws, making it 101-99 with 25 seconds remaining. Trying to force a steal, Lowry fouled Williams on the inbound pass. Williams missed the first but made the second, putting the Nets up 3 at 102-99. Toronto called a timeout. Lowry drove for a layup to cut it 1 at 102-101 with 16 seconds to go. Toronto put Livingston at foul line, and he made both shots, restoring the Nets' three-point lead. But Ross drove for a layup to cut it 1 again with 8 seconds left, setting up the frantic finish. We battled, Elmer Johnson said. We just ran out of time. He picked up his fourth and fifth fouls early in the third quarter, and Brooklyn led 67-55, its biggest lead of the game after a pair of free throws by Williams, 9 minutes and 4 seconds. But Toronto went on 8-2 run as the Knicks missed 8 straight shots before Andre Blatch ended the drought with a dunk. Allen Anderson made a jumper, and Blatch added a layup to storm Brooklyn's 12-point edge. DeRozan hit a buzzer-beating 3 to cut it to 81-73, heading to the fourth. And then the notes are the next outbound, the Raptors 42-38, Garnett's double-double was his 86th in the playoffs, second on to San Antonio's Tim Duncan. Former Raptor Charles Oakley attended the game, as did Maple Leafs captain Dion Phaneuf and his wife, actress Elisa Cuthbert. After he got stuck in traffic on his way to the game, Casey turned around and drove home, then took the subway to the arena. A server downtown streets were closed under because of the Toronto Marathon. The Raptors dropped to 3-8 in games that began before 6. The team that had led at halftime won all 7. That won. Wait a second. That doesn't sound right. Yeah, they led at halftime. So I'm going to go ahead and Pinterest this article. Yeah, I'm linking in it right now. Posting it to Pinterest, which I'm pinning it, which is go to my Twitter pages, and posting it to Facebook. I try not to do too many multiples. I don't think you probably had to unlink some of your sources, some of your social media pages, so you wouldn't put out so many multiples. Then we have the NHL, and not to end the Kentucky Derby. for the NBA playoffs, and there's a review USA Today published a couple hours ago regarding Miami Heat versus the Brooklyn Nets. So that should be interesting. The headline is Paul Pierce has long been a thorn for LeBron James. Will they carry over to Brooklyn? Very interesting, very interesting. So congratulations to all of you who had an opportunity to play in the playoffs and those that are continuing to play in the playoffs. Also, we are so excited to see these final eight teams. Do their thing. Okay. There are interesting articles. I'm going to start out since we're talking about graduates. Here's something from CNBC. I love CNBC. MSNBC, CNBC, favorite networks of mine. CNBC has published an article written by Brianna Ely, and the article is entitled The 10 Best Cities for Today's College Graduates. And it reads that, attention, class of 2014, it's almost time to start ditching dorm life for the real world. Though some soon-to-be degree holders may already have good jobs lined up, many more will be searching for some time to come. The unemployment rate for class of 2013, after all, is at 10.9%, far above the national average. Still, that's the lowest unemployment rate for new college graduates since 2007, when the rate was 7.7%. But the job market improving for the group of Americans, especially in certain parts of the country, where should these new grads go? A new study by NerdWallet examined criteria in each major U.S. city, such as the job market, average income, affordability, and percentage of young people, all crucial to this cohort, and came up with the 10 places most appealing to the new college graduates. Of course, it's important for students to note that the job markets in these cities are extremely competitive. And since they're so popular for young people, scoring an interview for an entry-level job would be fierce. So if you preferred beer pongs over books, these might not be the cities for you. The best city for the class of 2014. Washington, D.C., median income for college grads, $60,000 and $104,000. Though the nation's capital is one of the more expensive places to live, it also has some of the highest wages. Recent college grads in D.C. earn, on average, $60,104. The second highest annual salary in the country. Washington also has a strong job market with many opportunities in government as well as in business, science, and the arts. Number two, Seattle, Washington. Median income for college grads, $50,578. Seattle is the most educated city in the U.S. And Seattle, minimum wage is now $15, right? We're going to talk about minimum wage this week also. More than 34% of its population holds a bachelor's degree or higher. The top industries include aerospace, information technology, cleaning technology, and healthcare. It also has one of the highest average incomes for recent college grads. Number three, Minneapolis, Minnesota. Median income for college grads, $46,525. Minneapolis is home to the most Fortune 500 companies per capita in all of the metro areas in the country. So there are plenty of job opportunities for recent college grads. The twin cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul also have one of the highest populations of young people between the ages of 20 and 29, making this area an even more appealing place for recent grads. Then there's a video also from one of my favorite morning shows, Squawk Box, where they're talking about schools and squat kids and all that. It's called Little Squatters Dream Job. Austin Goosby, better to advise the strategic partnership and thoughts on what the U.S. workplace will look like in the future. So there's a fun video. So I'm going to tweet this out and share this out too. And some of you probably have already read this article at CNBC.com. Number four, San Francisco, California, median income for college grads, $61,426,000. Though San Francisco is one of the most expensive places to live, high wages and a strong job market make it incredibly attractive to new graduates. The median income for those with a bachelor's degree is $61,426, the highest in the country. Major industries include technology, science, media, and financial services. The area is to the country's biggest tech giants, including Google and Twitter. Austin, Texas, number five. Did you all, speaking of Austin, that's the capital of Texas. Did you guys see Rick Perry this morning on Meet the Press? That was an awesome episode of Meet the Press anyway, with Will I Am on during the whole broadcast and the panel. Awesome, awesome episode. Austin, Texas, median income for college grad, $45,023. Austin is hopping with hot young professionals. Those ages 20 to 29 make up more than 21% of the population. If you guys heard anything in the background, I'm in a closed room, but you heard my great niece and her mother. My apologies for any background noise. It also has the lowest unemployment rate out of all major U.S. cities, with plenty of opportunities for young workers. Major tech corporations like Dell and IBM are in Austin. It's one of the most affordable places to live out of all other majors. It ranked the second lowest on NerdWallet's cost of living index, just behind Columbus, Ohio. Then there's number six, Atlanta, Georgia. Median income for college grads, $50,862. Atlanta has a range of opportunity for new graduates. The city is driven by trade and transportation, business services, government, education, and health services. Atlanta is home to Coca-Cola, Delta Airlines, and the Home Depot. Number seven, Raleigh, North Carolina. The median income for college grads there are $45,495. This city has the third most educated population on the list, with 31.9% of residents 25 and older holding a bachelor's degree or higher. Major industries include manufacturing, aerospace, biotechnology, and green energy. And then there's the top 10 article regarding interns for the win, top 10 corporate internships. So a lot of times, a good way of really learning and getting your foot in the door at maybe your favorite company is to intern. Boston, which stands at number eight. Median income for college grads, $52,119. Young people apparently love Boston. It has the greatest proportion of young professionals at all large cities. Though the Massachusetts capital is an expensive place to live, young people tend to earn higher wages, and the unemployment rate is relatively low. The largest industries are healthcare, finance, and insurance, and education. Then there's number nine, Denver, Colorado. Median income for college grads, $48,133. Denver has one of the most educated populations, a large percentage of people holding bachelor's degrees. The Mile High City has a moderate cost of living, though degree holders tend to earn higher than average wages. The top industries are aerospace and aviation, broadcasting, telecommunications, energy, and healthcare. That's home to cool roots also. That's me talking. 10, Columbus, Ohio. The median income for college grads, $44,392. Columbus is the most affordable city in the top 10. According to NerdWallet's cost of living index, it also has one of the lowest unemployment rates. Major industries include manufacturing, logistics, science and technology, and business and financial services. The largest employers include J.P. Morgan Chase and Company, and Ohio University. Again, the writer of this article is Brianna Ailey of the Fiscal Times. And I feel odd not sharing internships. So I'm going to share this, tweet this out. Also tweet out these top cities for grads too. Those are some awesome cities too. So get this information out. I'm Googling it and LinkedIn. Hey, this is an awesome article. And it's just perfect, spelling perfect for the topic of this evening. Okay, that's awesome. 10 best cities for today's college graduates. Perfect for the job market conversation. And remember to email me at culturechocentertainment@yahoo.com. KULRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. CNN Money. There are articles everywhere. And I know when I watched that story the other night, that it was just amazing. CNN Money reports class of 2014 faces tough job market, and they show the stats, the graph, out of youth not in school and not working. 5 years after the Great Recession, the numbers of idle young grads remain elevated. Idle youth not in school and not working. 17 to 20 year old with high school diploma, 21 to 24 year old with bachelor degrees. 18% high school diploma, 11% college graduates with bachelor's. Class of 2014, get ready for a rocky job market, the article says, from CNN Money New York. It's been about 5 years since the recession officially ended, but there is still a sizable group of young high school and college grads who are idle, known as disconnected youth. These under 25-year-olds are neither working nor enrolled in school. I was in school when I was in high school and when I graduated out of school, you know, working my job as a successful salesperson. I had been in management briefly during my senior year, but I was making more money as a salesperson than in management at that time, and then I was in high school. But that was an awesome experience that I had, being in high school and being on the management team at one of my favorite retailers, Merry-Go-Round. But when I worked during high school, when I graduated, and I have a social science degree, and I also studied for my bachelor's degree at Jackson University. You know what? I know I'll get my bachelor's hopefully before my license is over, but got to get my sufficient license, and that's what I plan on getting for my bachelor's. But again, I've been an entrepreneur since I was a kid, and during high school and during college, I worked. So everybody don't have to work. Some people need to work, and they know it. And now, it's just weird to see that young people are having trouble getting work, those that know they need to work or want to work, even if you don't have to work, to get out there in the workforce, it's important to work and to be an asset to a company or build your own company. It's important to, you know, you can still have fun, but work and be an asset and learn, intern, all of that. But let me finish reading this article. I just wanted to share a little bit of myself, how I was working in high school and I was working in college. And so everybody doesn't have to work again. But if you're going to school, if you graduate, you don't have to work. It's still good to work. You know, it's still good if you're working for yourself, developing your own ideas, or if you're working for a company. It instills in you a good work ethic when you work also in professional development. I recommend because I've always studied sales and marketing and business throughout public schooling and going to special training and studying at Hines Community College and at Jackson State, I've always experienced professional development classes. And so, but if you've never really been involved in professional development classes in depth, and this was years ago, so I know you been involved in professional development classes or when certain companies visit your schools and talk to you how to really have good work ethics and how to present oneself doing interviews or presentations. But if you feel you need to brush up or need professional development classes, there are ways to contact those who coach in those areas, professional development and life coaching, also to assist one in learning the proper ways of dealing with jobs and seeking jobs, working for self. I just wanted to share that. The live stream is going to end in about 90 seconds, and I want to finish sharing this article with you, and I'm going to put it out there in the social media world also. But roughly 1 in 5 young high school graduates and 1 in 10 recent college grads fell into these ranks last year, according to a new report by the Economic Policy Institute, a liberal think tank. The researchers used government census data to come to some rather depressing conclusions for the class of 2014. Young people graduating from high school or college in the next few months would join a sizable backlog of unemployed college graduates from the last 5 graduating classes in an extremely difficult job market, they say. The growing ranks of disconnected youth. That's what the non-working high school and college graduates are called, disconnected youth. Makes for a worrisome trend confirmed by earlier studies conducted by the Brookings Institution and the Social Science Research Council. While the 3 research groups crunched the data separately, the conclusions all remain the same. Being disconnected is a setback that can have a lasting impact on millennials' career tracks and lifetime earnings. So if they're not working or studying, what are these young people doing instead? Unfortunately, the data doesn't get very specific. Many are actively looking for jobs, while others may be taking care of family, volunteering, living with disability that makes it difficult to work, or, yes, vegging out, playing the video game. College grads ages 21 to 24, what are they up to? 28% are enrolled in further schooling. 61% are employed. 11% not in school, not employed. So 61 are employed, 61%. As for those who do get jobs, they are not immune from the ongoing impact of job prices either. For starters, even the lucky graduates who find jobs are starting out with wages lower than the generation that came before them. Wages for young graduates have been falling for over a decade, according to EPI. Recent high school grads ages 17 to 20 earn hourly wages around $9.82. After adjusting for inflation, that's 11% lower than they earned in 2000. But recent college grads between the ages of 21 and 24, average earnings are around $16.99 or 8% lower than they were in 2007. These declines represent a substantial amount of money. If wages had merely remained about the same, for example, today's young graduates will be earning about $25,000 to $3,000 more per year. Meanwhile, job benefits are also on the decline. In 2000, about 53% of newly employed college grads received health insurance from their job, not only 31% do. It's possible to overcome these setbacks as young workers move up the career ladder, but the process of often takes 10 to 15 years, the report warns. The evidence suggests that because of their unlucky timing, in other words, through absolutely no fault of their own, the cohort is very likely to fare poorly for at least the next decade, it says. So that is something. So I'm sharing this right now, sharing it on LinkedIn. Well, my LinkedIn page does not want to share it. Sharing it out on Twitter and also on Facebook. Yes. So that is very interesting from very interesting from CNBC and from CNN Money regarding the disconnected young people. So wow. Happy birthday weekend also to my former schoolmate Armas Moncure, to one of my favorite designer, Anthony's mother, Mary. Happy birthday weekend. Her birthday was yesterday. And speaking of mothers, on next Sunday, on Mother's Day, but in case you don't know, Anthony will be returning to HSN on next Sunday, also on Mother's Day, for an awesome presentation. He has some awesome designs. All his collections are always awesome, and this collection that he has is very, very awesome. I definitely need to rebuild my wardrobe, and I need to add more because I really do not have as much Anthony as I should have, you know. So I definitely need to add more. And Anthony is a good, those of you who love Avon Fashions also, and Avon Jewelry and shoes and all of that. It is good to mix and match to wear your jewelry and your handbags and different things, scarves that we have. Mixing with Anthony's apparel, also, you know how we do, really. But, again, thank you for tuning in. It's been awesome broadcasting tonight. I hear that Kanye and Kim Ye are now Mr. and Mrs. West because they have obtained their marriage license, and so they're legally married now. And soon they will be having that big, big, elaborate wedding that we all are excited about. I still say they should have numerous weddings, the one in Paris, and also have one over here in the United States, too. But congratulations on Mr. and Mrs. Kanye West. Super excited for the happy couple, also. So that is really cool. So, but again, thank you for tuning in. I'm going to go back to the studio so I can leave out the way it came in with Prince and Third Eye Girl. And the feature show on my profile is Thursday's show, where I discuss Avon and Avon skincare. Okay, so if you want to learn a lot about Avon skincare, definitely tune in. And on Thursday, I will be talking more about skincare, especially for problem skin like acne and discolorations and all of that, regarding Avon and Mort Girl, okay? I sure will. But I thank you for tuning in. It's awesome. I really appreciate your love and your support. And you can always call in at 714-409-0614 and also chat in the chat room. Back to broadcasting longer shows with more audio, music, PSAs, and all of that. But again, thank you. Your love and support, and until next time, the next broadcast is scheduled for 4 a.m. at 6 a.m. I thank you. I truly do. God bless, and you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report.
Thank you.
Again, thank you
for your love and your support. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, Young People and Youth Advocates Coalition Presents. Thank you. God bless. I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True.